Imagine if understanding financial management could unlock the potential for your future. This chapter will explore the essence of financial management, delving into its core principles and practical applications. You'll learn how to make informed decisions that impact your financial well-being. Get ready to discover strategies that can transform the way you manage money. In this chapter, we will explore six essential learning objectives. First, you'll understand the multifaceted role of the CFO, focusing on various responsibilities that include managing cash flows and pricing. Second, we will differentiate between accrual accounting and cash flow management to help you assess liquidity needs. Next, you'll evaluate the importance of strategic banking relationships for financing and expansion. Then, we will examine how CFOs create effective employee reward systems for talent retention. After that, you'll assess financial management strategies concerning purchases and supplier relations. Finally, we will analyze different financing options and growth strategies that drive sustainable business success. As we delve into the essence of the CFO role in a growing business, it's clear that finance serves as the strategic backbone, with decisions grounded in cash, risk, and data-driven trade-offs. The core responsibilities encompass managing cash flows, overseeing banking relationships, ensuring payroll accuracy, handling purchases, and securing financing. Moreover, operational controls are vital, focusing on aspects like inventory management, pricing strategies, and credit control discipline. The CFO must also conduct thorough market and rate analysis, evaluating interest and exchange rates alongside market trends before making strategic moves. To integrate effectively, it's crucial that all leaders in the organization understand both economics and accounting statements, fostering a culture of data literacy. Understanding how financial management can drive innovation is crucial. For instance, consider manufacturing research and development funded through long-term loans, where trends and risks are carefully analyzed to secure vital bank financing for growth. In a similar way, Tata Motors exemplifies the balance between controlling raw material costs and capital expenditures while strategically investing in electric vehicle R&D. Apple takes this a step further by effectively managing global cash flows and banking relationships to maintain its leadership in product innovation. These examples highlight the pivotal role financial strategies play in sustaining growth and competitiveness. Managing cash flows is essential for any business. First, we examine the core difference between accrual and cash accounting. One records transactions when earned or incurred, while the other tracks actual cash movement. Next, it's important to understand that having a profitable statement doesn't guarantee liquidity. Good profit and tight cash flow can coexist. Also, non-cash charges, like depreciation, lower profit without impacting cash. The cash flow statement reveals crucial details about cash available for operations, debt repayment, and investments. Finally, effective cash flow management requires planning the timing of receivables, short-term loans, and cash outflows. Understanding cash flow management is critical for sustaining business operations. First, it's essential to differentiate between accrual accounting and cash accounting. Revenue may be recorded without cash on hand, sparking a need for timing and control. For example, consider a scenario where a 10 lakh sale occurs in January, but cash only arrives in April. Obligations still need funding in February and March. Next, TCS exemplifies strong practices by maintaining tight collections and monitoring expenses to ensure reliable salary and research funding. Alternatively, Amazon accelerates cash inflows through online payments while negotiating extended terms with suppliers, which aids in preserving liquidity. Ultimately, mastering these strategies requires a discipline to plan for cash gaps and align operational needs. Building strong relationships with banks is essential for effective financial management. First, access to capital through equity and debt allows businesses to secure necessary funding with trusted partners. Next, coordinating IPOs and capital market support with experienced banks ensures a smooth process for public offerings. Leveraging favorable loan terms can significantly reduce the cost of capital while enhancing financial flexibility. Additionally, short-term liquidity solutions are vital for bridging cash gaps to maintain operations. Finally, banks provide valuable advisory on rates and risks, helping businesses navigate market conditions effectively. Understanding the role of bank and financial institution relationships is vital for effective financial management. For instance, Manufacturers can rely on long-term bank ties to secure favorable loan terms, which ease cash flow during facility expansions. Similarly, Reliance Industries cultivated deep connections with ICICI Bank and SBI to fund Jio, achieving competitive cost advantages. Walmart illustrates how established banking lines support robust supply chain liquidity and smooth market entry. These examples showcase the strategic importance of nurturing banking relationships to enhance financial stability. Handling employee reward systems is crucial for any organization. The CFO's remit involves owning payroll integrity and co-designing rewards with HR. Ensuring payroll accuracy and timeliness requires automated runs, clear cutoffs, and exception checks. Compliance is paramount, including validating taxes, provident funds, and statutory contributions. A sustainable reward design encompasses salary bands, performance bonuses, and stock options tied to strategic goals. Ultimately, balancing talent and cost is essential to attract, motivate, and retain valuable employees. Handling employee reward systems can significantly impact organizational success. Consider a tech startup that offers performance bonuses and stock options to key engineers, driving both performance and retention. Infosys, on the other hand, implements competitive pay and bonuses, ensuring financial sustainability while motivating a large workforce. Google excels by providing high pay and unique benefits like free meals, attracting top talent while maintaining budget discipline. Each approach reflects a strategic balance between motivating individuals and aligning with overall financial goals. Efficient management of purchases hinges on financial strategies that ensure timely supply. Timely payments prevent delivery excuses, maintaining smooth operations, and reducing costly downtimes. Upholding credit term discipline further protects supply priorities and builds supplier trust. Employing annual contracts for high-value inputs can lock in prices and ensure reliable deliveries. Collaboration between CFOs and purchasing teams enhances negotiations, benefiting both parties. Lastly, selective financing for key suppliers can lead to improved pricing and reliability. Management of purchases can significantly enhance operational efficiency. For instance, a manufacturer may utilize bulk buying through annual supply contracts, securing a 5% discount and ensuring on-time delivery. Tata Motors adopts long-term raw material contracts, enabling cost savings and supplier loyalty. Apple benefits from multi-year supplier agreements, stabilizing pricing and supply reliability. These strategies illustrate how effective purchasing management can drive financial success and stability. The essence of financial management in sales begins with structured credit terms. These terms ensure that payment aligns with contract risks and delivery schedules, enhancing predictability. Next, milestone-based billing allows us to invoice at specific project achievements, thereby matching cash inflow with project progress. Additionally, advance payments help secure necessary funds upfront, covering initial costs and minimizing the funding gap. These strategies collectively reinforce financial stability in sales management. As we delve deeper into the management of finance in sales, let's explore letters of credit, which serve as essential bank-backed commitments. This mechanism effectively reduces counterparty credit risk, providing more secure transactions. Shifting to credit policy, businesses face a choice between strict or liberal approaches. While strict policies reduce bad debts, they can also slow down sales. In contrast, a liberal policy might increase sales but can lead to higher receivables. Lastly, targeted cash discounts can accelerate collections. Offering a discount for early payment incentivizes quicker cash flow. Each of these strategies plays a critical role in enhancing financial management in sales. Management of finance in sales entails practical strategies that enhance cash flow and minimize risks. Take the construction factory build example, where a 30% advance payment structure ensures early liquidity through a letter of credit. For international projects like those by Larsen & Toubro, milestone payment negotiations lead to predictable cash flows. Caterpillar demonstrates a mix of flexible credit and letters of credit, aiding steady collections. This approach reduces bad debt risks and keeps accounts receivable healthier. Each example showcases effective financial management in varying contexts. To enhance our understanding of shareholder relations, let's dive into shareholder expectations first. Investors seek market price appreciation, regular cash dividends, and periodic bonus shares. Next, we have the dividend policy metric, which is calculated using the dividend payout ratio, defined as dividends per share divided by net earnings per share after tax. It's crucial to assess the opportunity cost when deciding to reinvest or distribute earnings. Retaining profits makes sense if internal returns exceed investor alternatives. As businesses mature, their life cycle fit can shift. Early growth stages typically favor lower payouts, while mature phases can support higher, steadier payouts. Finally, signaling stability and discipline with regular payouts, even during lean times, reinforces financial strength and boosts investor confidence. Effective management of shareholder relations thrives on principles in practice. Firstly, a clear dividend policy and defined payout ratio balance reinvestment with distribution to meet strategic goals. Next, consider a maturing software firm that transitions to a 40% payout rate, ensuring steady income while reserving 60% for growth. Reliance exemplifies this by maintaining regular dividends and funding ventures like Jio, achieving growth alongside stability. Coca-Cola showcases consistency, reassuring investors with steady dividends, regardless of economic cycles. Finally, transparency in dividend policies reduces uncertainty and aligns investors with the company's vision. Financing, expansion, and diversification is essential for any growing business. Equity provides high flexibility, but dilutes control and relies on market valuations. Debt, however, ensures no ownership dilution while offering tax benefits but increases financial risk. Preference shares allow for investment without losing voting rights but come with certain costs. Higher purchase is ideal for asset acquisition without initial cash outlay, although it could lead to higher overall expenses. Understanding these instruments helps in making informed financial decisions. Financing expansion and diversification take many forms. For instance, a manufacturer achieves a balanced mix of equity and long-term debt, which helps maintain a healthy debt-equity ratio. Reliance employs sequenced raises by using equity first, then adding debt to enter telecom and retail while keeping control. Meanwhile, Tesla demonstrates that timing is crucial by issuing bonds at low rates alongside equity to support rapid growth. Each approach illustrates strategic financial management essential for sustained success. To succeed in today's economy, financial management plays a crucial role. Financial discipline drives resilient growth by aligning crucial decisions around liquidity, risk, funding, and reinvestment. Effective cash flow management ensures inflows match outflows. Embracing short-term loans and early payment discounts can help maintain liquidity during lean periods. Additionally, robust risk management strategies, such as hedging exposures and diversifying revenue, mitigate potential market shocks. It's also essential to manage your capital structure wisely, balancing equity dilution against the benefits of debt financing while avoiding excessive leverage. Finally, investing in growth through reinvestments in research and development and exploring new markets ensures sustainable returns over the long haul. Effective financial management is key to achieving sustainable growth. Financial discipline leads to durable growth through cash flow control, risk mitigation, and smart capital use. In retail, bridging off seasons with short-term loans and cash discounts stabilizes liquidity. Looking at HUL, tight management of receivables and inventory supports innovation and expansion. Amazon showcases disciplined reinvestment, where strong cash flow and risk controls fuel logistics and technology. These practices collectively yield resilient performance amidst market fluctuations. As we conclude this lesson, let's recap the essence of financial management. Financial management involves managing purchases, cash flows, and key banking relationships. The CFO plays a pivotal role in ensuring that financial decisions align with business growth and sustainability. We also learned how effective financial management drives organizational success through real-world examples. Understanding financial data is essential for all leaders, not just those in finance. These concepts are fundamental to your future applications in business management.